Weiter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud, Gimel, picking up on Yud, Bezim, Bezim, by the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up or so from the bottom, by the two dots, Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abrinus Hashanah, B'yom Shol Shem Shadah, you cannot make it an Iber Shana on the 30th day of Adar. Hoel v'roi l'kol Nisan, since the 30th day is already, is starting up to be Nisan, so then to go and say that it's going to be Adar, that is a bit of a problem. Now, frankly, Gemara, Yibru Amai, whatever, you were Ma'abir, and did this on the 30th day. What's the din if one were to, so to speak, break the law? Then what happens is, Amar Uli, he says, Ein Mekadesh and Zechodesh, you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh. That is, says Rashi, Lomer Mekudesh Hu La'adar Hasheni. They came in the royal called Nisan. This is royal to set up as Nisan. Now, Karina Bey Ze Nisan, Ve'ein Acher Nisan Ella Shaski. We were quiet. Don't say anything. V'chimati Rei Shacha. Karina, when the next one comes, then Mekashin Le'le Nisan, you're Mekadesh it to be Nisan. So basically, don't say a word. It says like a word. Kitshu Bai. And what if you were Mekadashit? You said Mekodesh. Mekodesh, it is now Adar Sheni. Merava Batel Iber, it is Batel Umevoto. Rav Nachman, Amar Uber Mekodesh. No, Taka works. Now, Frank the Gemara and Rav Nachman, Amali Rav and Rav Nachman, Michli, let's break this down. Mipuria Lepischa Tlasin Yomenav. From Purim until Pesach is 30 days. Umipuria Darshinan Milchas Pesach. We know that we start darshining 30 days before a Chag. So that means that already on Purim, we start darshining for Pesach. And the time is going to the Bais. Shalom Milchas Pesach. Kodol Pesach Shal Shem. We start asking about it 30 days. The days before, Hashem Gamliel Lo, Hashem Gamliel says Shtei Shabbos. He says 2 weeks. Right, that's enough to do. Chimati Reish Yarcha. Now, if Rosh Chodesh comes, when the Rosh Chodesh after Purim arrives, Mirachikin Lei Asi Lazalzule Bechametz. If we start Mirachik, that means that we're going to push it off Nisan for a whole month. Then people are going to come to be Mazalzel in Chametz. People are going to think that it can't be because we already started learning about Pesach, so they're going to do it, and it's actually end up being that they're too early and they need to be Chametz on Pesach. Amale, he said, no. Meida Yadia Deshata Mabarta. People know that when it comes to a leap year, b'chushban atalim asa, it depends on the chush, you got to work it out and evaluate how it is. Army, so they're going to see, they're going to say, the reason why it took them to do it until now is because they had to work it out, and then they're going to believe that this is the case, and they're not going to have a problem. They're not going to be doing Chometz HaPesach. They will believe what they hear. Now, a little bit of a background over here. It was something which we started already a couple days ago, but we didn't yet explain clearly enough to get the clarity here. We know that there's the lunar calendar and the solar calendar. Solar calendar, 365 days, lunar 354, 365 and a quarter, and 354 days, about 11-day difference. Now, the Torah tells us that Sukkot has to be a certain time of year, and Pesach has to be a certain time of year. These things are known as tkufas. Tkufas, that means that we know that from Lashon Hekif, the sun goes around the earth, and it takes, you know, a full year to make a full cycle, and it is the furthest away during different months of the year and closer during months of the year. And it comes out of a cheshbon of about four different, you know, winter, spring, summer, and fall, the four different kufas of the year. We are familiar with the fact that when it comes to Pesach, Pesach has to be in Aviv. It has to be during the springtime. And that Sukkot has to be during the fall time. That the Torah tells us. And if 354 days, if we just went according to the lunar calendar, then it wouldn't match up because we know winter, spring, summer, and fall out more or less around the same time on the Gregorian calendar and the solar calendar. But since it's 11-day difference, every year we lose 11 days. Every 3 years, we end up being a month away. And therefore, every so often, we have to make sure to readjust the calendar to make sure that we don't fall too far away. That being the case, it's important to understand that we have to be ma'abed the years, depending on making sure things are in place. I remember the Mishmol, Ein Ma'abed is Hashana, you don't do an Iber Shana, right, adding to the year, Ela Im Keino Yisa Tkufa Chaser Ruba Shel Chodesh, unless the Tkufa, here we're talking about the summer Tkufa, the season, the summer, would be incomplete, would be lacking Ruba Shel Chodesh, the majority of the month, meaning unless the summer would go into majority of Tishrei. Vekama Ruba Shechodesh, how much is that? Shisha Sayon, that is 16 days, Div Rabbi Yehuda, as I gazokt Rabbi Yehuda. Beep turn the page. Yud Gimel, Rabbi Yossi, Imran Alf. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Ve'esrim Yom, 21 days. That is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's got to be that the entirety of Sukkot, all of Chol HaMoed, at the very least, the Chol HaMoed has to be during the fall. The fall. It can't be during the summer. Hold on, I don't want to make a mistake here. It can't be during the summer. It's got to be during the fall. If the summer falls into the fall, right, and it goes up until the 16th day, then we have a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. The whole entirety has to be during the fall. But according to Rabbi Yossi, even one day could be okay. 21 days in is fine. Both in Darshit from one pasuk. Chag Ha'asif Tekufas Hashana. The Chag Ha'asif is the festival of gathering, the Tzagmat Sukkis, which is the Tekufas Hashana, the season of the year. We're saying Chol HaMoed Sukkis was the part when you're gathering the crops. It's the fall during the first season of the new year, which is the fall. Rehuda and Yossi, they argue how much of it has to fall. In my summer, Kulei Chag B'nim B'tekufas Chadasha. Rehuda, he says, all of Chol HaMoed has to fall during the fall season, right? So even if the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the 6th day of Tishrei, would fall in the summer, you have to make a leap year to make sure that it falls in entirely. Omar Savar mixes Chag B'inah B'tkufas Chadasha. You know, a little bit, even one day. Micah Savar. What about the actual turnover day of the seasons itself? How do they hold about the day of the transition of the Tekufa? If they hold that the day of the Tekufa ends and is part of the previous Tekufa, then even if 15 days according to Rabbi Yehuda or 20 according to Rabbi Yossi of the old Tekufa would fall in Tishrei, we have to be Ma'abar the Shana because the Tekufa falls on the 16th or the 21st, and the first day of the new Tekufa is the 17th or the 22nd. Right, so it must be that they hold that the day of the Kufa begins the new Tekufa. Ikas Aviyom Tekufa Gomer, then Belav Achinami, then even if it were even not Lo Leman Da'amer Kule Chag Ika, Velo Leman Da'amer Mixas Chag Ika. Right, so why does each one say that the summer is to go in the number of days that they hold, 16 or 21? Ela kasavi yom tkufa maska. Must be that that is the day that actually starts the whole process. That's why a leap year is going to be said only if the summer ends through the 16th or the 21st, respectively. We have ourselves a problem, though, because we have a brisa which says according to, that the day of the tkufa actually ends. Right, that's the ending point. Meis for Yom Tekufa Gomer. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Zekzer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tekufa Maschil. The day of it actually begins. So this goes against the way that Shmuel says Rabbi Yehuda holds, which says that the day of it, of the Tekufa is the beginning. The Od Tanya, and furthermore, we have another brisa that says we're ma'abra the year only if the Tekufa would extend it the majority of the month. Right, the majority of the month is 16 days. Rabbi Yehuda says we need two-thirds of the month, 20 days. Rabbi Yossi, well, let's read inside. Otanya, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana, Elim Kein Ha'is HaTekufa Chaser Rubo Shel Chodesh. We don't do Ibershana unless the Tekufa would be incomplete until the majority of the month had passed. Meaning to say, until the summer would go into the majority of Tishrei. V'kama Rubi Shel Chodesh, how much is that? Shisha Asayom, 16 days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yodos B'Chodesh, two hands of it, two-thirds. V'kama Shtei Yodos B'Chodesh, Chaf Yom, 30 days, and 20 days is going to be, it's going to be 20 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Mechashvin, we have to Mechashiv, we have to calculate how many days into Nisan and Tishrei it would go into. Shisha Asar Lefnei Pesach Ma'abrim. If the winter before Pesach, right, because we're after winter is spring, right? So that's the next one going to Pesach. Would go 16 days in. So we have to make an Ibershana. Shisha Asar Lefnei Chagim Ma'abrim. But if the summer before that of Sukkot will go 16 days into Tishrei, then we don't do a Iber year. Even if it turns out 16 days before the summer was, even if the summer before that of Sukkot would go 16 days into Tishrei, we would still be ma'abar the shana. Others say miuta. even if the previous season would go in the minority of it, we would still, in the minority of the next month, of the next Kufa, we would be ba'aber v'kama mi'uto. How much is that? Our ba'al sayom, 14 days, like we know. So according to this brisa, Yehuda says that the summer has to go 20 days into Tishrei before bima'aber, showing that only some of the days of Chol Moed have to fall in the fall, which was against Shmuel's version of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go with Kasha. Yeah, good point. That's good. Good question. Viter. Omar Mar. Rabbi Huda Omar. Rabbi Huda says, Yishadu B'chodesh Hashem Yom. Two parts of it was the 20 days. Rabbi Yossi Omar B'chashrin. Let's calculate. Shisha Hashayom Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abrim. If the winter before Pesach would go 16 days in, then we're Ma'abr. Hi, Rabbi Huda. Says, hold on a second. Rabbi Yossi seems to be the same as Rabbi Huda. Both are saying that that only some of Chol Moed, they both say that only some of Chol Moed is going to be the new season. So why does one need the summer to go 20 days and the other says 21 days? And for the Gemara, Yom Tkufa Gomer, Yom Tkufa Maskel, but now the difference between them is whether or not Yom Tkufa is finishing it off or it is starting it off. Rabbi Yehuda says that it finishes off the previous season. So therefore, even if the summer would go just 20 days at the Tishrei, then we have to add a month. Rabbi Yossi would say that it's starting the new season. Therefore, you don't have to be ma'aber if it's going to go in 20 days. Oh, mar. We saw in the brisa, shisha asar lefnei achag ein ma'aberim. If the summer before Sukkos would go 16 days into Tishrei, then we're not ma'aber. Ela the Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, shisha asar lefnei achag hu delo. Ha shifsar t'manesar ma'aberim. Only if the summer before would go 16 days, then we wouldn't be ma'aber. But if it went 17 days or 18 days, then we would be. I've omer shisha asar lefnei pesach ein in batzer lo. But Rabbi Yossi said that if the winter before Pesach would go 16 days into Nisan, then we would be ma'aber. But if that, which the mashmos is of less than that, it would be 15 days, we would not be ma'aber. However, if winter, so that tells us that if winter were to go 15 days into Nisan, summer would then go a full 21 days into Tishrei. But Rabbi Yossi says that in such a case, we wouldn't be ma'aber. This goes against the second statement, which seems that we would. So going low. 9. Ediv Edi Ein Ma'abern. In both of these cases, if we go 16 days into Tishrei, America goes 20 days into Tishrei, we're not going to be ma'aber. V'aydi Tanabeshi Shisha Selefnei Pesach, since he used the Lashon of 16 days before Pesach, Tanabeshi Shisha Selefnei Achag. But really, even if we went 20 days into it, we wouldn't be ma'aber either. Rabbi Shimon Omer, even if the summer before the Chag would go just 16 days, we would be Ma'aber. Hainu Tanakama, it comes out to be the same as the Tanakama. According to both of them, if the summer would go 16 days of Tishrei, or Ma'aber. Why do I have to say both? Beep, turn the page. Yika b'nayu yom tkufa matzcha yom tkufa gomer. The difference between them is whether it's gomer starts or finishes, you know, that day itself. That is again that Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama. Well, what do we look at that day? That day, Yom Tkufa, is it starting or is it finishing? One is of the opinion that the first day of the new, and therefore, if the summer goes 16 days into Tishrei, and if that first day happened on the first day of Chol Moed, the entire Chol Moed would fall in the fall. And then we don't have to be ma'aber. The other one says that the last day of the previous season, it's the last day of the previous season, and therefore you're lacking a day, and therefore you have to ma'aber. But it doesn't tell us who holds what. Not clear which one is which. Achei momim muto. Even if a little bit of the would go into the if the previous season would go into the smaller part of the month, we'd still do it. V'kama mi'uto, how much is that? Arba sayom, 14 days. Mike Savri, what exactly are you there holding? Ika Savri Yom Tkufa Gomer, he says that the Yom Tkufa is the end of the previous season, so then it's 16 days. V'kula chag ba'inan, and they say that it's got to be the entirety of it. Ha'ika, the entire Chol Moed would still be in fall, so why would you have to be ma'aber? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Acher Mitkufas Nisan Kaimi. Acher, we're talking about, Nisan, spring, and not with fall, right? So they say there has to be Iber if winter would go 14 days into Nisan, d'chsev, shamar es chodesh ha'aviv, guard the month of Nisan, meaning shmor aviv shel tkufa shei b'chodesh Nisan, guard the ripening season, the spring, to make sure that it's going to start during the beginning of the month of Nisan, right, when the moon starts up in Nisan, so that the moon's renewal lasts for the first 14 days of the month. So Pasuk saying that the spring begin by the 14th of Nisan. If it's not going to start until the 15th, then you're going to have to be ma'aber. In fact, the Gemara, v'la aber la'adar. Frank the Gemara, all we're lacking at that stage is one day. Let's just make it an Iber Chodesh. Just add one day over there. And then it's going to bring spring one day earlier. And it's going to be the 14th, like the Torah says. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Tana mil maila lamata kachashiv. V'hachik amar. The Tana is explaining who's Achirim over here is going from the higher numbers to the lower ones. Hachikam, that's what he means to say. Ad mi'uto ma'abrim. Until Miyutam Rabbi, like if the winter would go into the majority of Nisan from a full 30 days down, not including the smaller part of the month, then we're going to be Ma'aber a month, right, at a month into the year. The Kamiyutil, Abraham Sayyum, how much is that? 14 days. So if winter would go in more than 14 days into Nisan, we would make it a leap year. If it would go only 14 days, then we would just add one day. Ravina, my Ravina says, a little bit different. He explains the first way understood Achirim, Li'olam Achirim B'Tishrei Chaimi. Really, we're talking about Tishrei. That is by the fall. You need the entire Chag and the first day to be part of it. And he holds that the day of the turnover is a part of the previous season. So the Yom Tkufa is the previous season. So if the summer would go in 14 days into Tishrei, fall would start on the 16th, the second day of the Chag, and according to them, you'd have to be, then according to Chem, you'd have to be Ma'aber. Yom Tov Rishon Chag Asif Ksiv. In fact, they're like, huh? You want to say it including the Yom Tov Rishon, but it says Chag Asif, the name of gathering, which is only Chol HaMoed. Chag Abab is Manasifa. It means the Chag that comes during the times of Asifa, and that is the entirety of the Chag itself, including the first day of the Yontif. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah, Smichas Zekenim. Smichas Zekenim, we said, has to be, let's go way back to the beginning of our Masechta. Smichas Zekenim by Rifas Egla Bishlosha. Right? That unit have three, four. That we said was talking about the par helam davish tzibur, that if the people's majority of the yidden were to follow that of the chachamim who said to do something but it was wrong, then they have to now go ahead and bring a par helam davish tzibur. Have to do smicha, that's leaning on it. And we said in the Mishnah you have to have three over there according to Rav Shimon. Three and according to Rav Shimon, excuse me, Rabbi Hashem Ya'azor. According to Rav Shimon, it's got to be three. Rabbi Yehuda says it's got to be five. Tana Rabbanan v'tzamchu ziknei. The pasuk says, "Tzamchu ziknei ha'eda al yisidim arusha par." It's a full pasuk. If the pasuk would have said "v'tzamchu ziknei yachos ziknei ashuk," you would have thought that it would mean the people of the shuk, just regular judges who are not part of the Sanhedrin, that they could be part of this. Says Rashi, "She'enim be Sanhedrin." Tam lomer eda. Therefore, it says the word eda. Meaning, you have to be part of the Sanhedrin. Eida, and if it just would have said Eida, Yochel Kitana Eida, you would have thought it could be one of the Rashi's Sanhedrin Kitana, one of the judges of the 23 member Sanhedrin, that they could do it. Tamil Lomer Ha Eida Miuchadim Shab Eida, it means the greatest of them, says Rashi, Sanhedrin Gedola. Vikamahain, how many of these have to be part of this process? Visamchu, the Lashon of Visamchu, is two, shnayim, ziknei, shnayim, ziknei comes out to also two, v'ein bezin shakol, v'sifin alei ma'achad, you had another one, and then you end up here, you count five, there be huda, v'shemin omer, ziknei, shnayim, v'ein bezin shakol, v'sifin alei ma'achad, therefore you come to three, here we count shlosha, Rabbi Shimon, like, says v'samchu, but according to Rabbi Shimon, it says v'samchu, so why don't you say five, now, humi ba'ile l'gufe, that you need for itself, that the chum have to lean their hands on the animal, so it's not telling us how many people have to be there, Rabbi Huda l'gufe l'tzarch, you don't need that, the imkin, lo. The low asi v'samchu l'drasha l'chav zikna ede yedei marosh apar. If we didn't want to come to teach us the word v'samchu is to use for jarshin, then it could just said, and they put their head on the hands on the rosh of the par. So since he said v'samchu, it must be he's coming to teach us that. Verbi Shimon, iksev achi, if you didn't mention v'samchu, hava amina hamai al, what does it mean? Al means b'samach, it means has to be next to the head. The chachamim, the zakenim, can put their hands next to it, but not on it itself. And therefore, it's essentially going to put it on. Rabbi Yehuda, gamer rosh rosh miola. Notice, because there's several rosh rosh miola, they have to lean that. They have to put it on the actual animal itself. And v'samchu is not teaching us anything new, and therefore it's telling us extra two judges. V'Rabbi Shimon, lo gamer rosh rosh miola. He doesn't learn the gzer shava, and therefore v'samchu is coming to teach that they lean on the head. And not teaching them that you have to have two extra judges that are coming up over there. So he's good with five total. Three total, sorry. V'tana smicha, smicha zakein b'gimel. We look at the Bais, smicha and smicha zakein number by three. My smicha zakein. What does this one mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mismach sabe. Smicha is talking about when they give smicha. It's Rashi, likros lem Rebbe, so they can get a smicha, they can be called Rebbe. And smicha zakenim, therefore, is going to be talking about the leaning on the actual animal. Hamar le'abaye le'av Yosef mismach save b'shlosha minolan. Where do we learn out that you get smicha has to be done by three? Ilem midichsev yismach esyadav alav. You want to say that we learn out from by Moshe Rabbeinu and he leaned his hands on him. Can't learn from that because yihachi tiske bechadish. So we get enough with only one. We wouldn't need three. Chitim and Moshe become shivim bechadkai. He stands in place of 71, but no one else could do it by themselves. Yihachi the boy shivim bechad. Then you need 71. So what do you do then? Why is Moshe 73? And for the Gemara, Kasha, good question. Leave it at that. Omar lei, Rav Acha b'durav le Rav Ashi, b'yad mamish samchin lei. Do the judges actually have to lean their hand on the person when they're doing it? Do they have to put their hand on top of the person? Says Rashi, b'loshen boya garsinan lei klomer, mi boilas nuche, yadayal reishi disabedex. Have to do that? Omar lei, says back to him, nah, you don't have to do that. Samchin lei b'shma. That means there's samchin with a name. Kari lei Rebbe, they call him Rebbe. Just doing that is enough. V'yayiv lei reshus lemedan dine kenasos, and they give him a shus to be involved in dine kenaso. Says Rashi, the Elohim ksiv, the mashma daini mumchin v'ainu smuchin b'shar dine mamnis lo ba'in and mumchin k'rukimin b'rish pirkin. We don't need to have to be, you know, amazing mumchin mishom ni'ilas delas, because you're going to end up locking up the door from people loaning. V'heicha daleka ni'ilas delas k'gon b'dalit shomrin gzelos dayanim b'bavel afagav daleka smuchin t'shlichisayu. Therefore, only they can do those type of cases of kenas. Only the one who has smicha. Frankly, Gemara v'chad lo samach, you can't have one giving over smicha. V'halma Rabbi Yehuda ben Merav, Beram Zachor, so ish la tov, you should remember this person for good. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shemo. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, as we're going to see from the story in a minute, he did it with only one person. The Gemara is going to answer, nah, it wasn't done with one person, it was done with three. We only mentioned him for his honor. But that's the full stop, that's the end. But now the Gemara is going to spell it out. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shemo, shal mali hu nishtakhu dine kenosas misof. If not for him, then we would have forgotten the laws of kenosas from the Jewish people. Ishtakhu would have forgotten it. Nigrasinu, what do you mean? We could have learned them. Ella, no, what that means is beep, turn the page. You're dialing off. Batal didn't exist as we saw. The idea of Knesset would have been batal from Yisrael. Says Rashi, the camera, the lekka smicha batal, since there's no smicha, would have been batal. Shapam achas goes to machas rosh gzera Yisrael. One time the evil, the Romans, they made a gzera against the Jewish people. So call us a mechayar, gvichola nismachayar, again, who gives smicha is going to get killed, but who accepts it will be killed. The ear shesomchun ba techarv, and the city which where it happened will be destroyed. Tchum shesomchun bam yerko, and the tchum, whatever one's in that tchum, is going to be destroyed. Ma'asu, what does he do? Halach v'yasha bein lo, bein shtei harim, harim gedolim, bein shtei ayaros gedolos, bein shtei tchum and Shabbos. He went and he stood between two mountains, two cities, and two tchum Shabbos so that these people shouldn't get hurt. Bein usha l'shfaram, v'samach shom chamish zakenim, he gave smicha to five zakenim, v'edolim, these are them. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Elazar, and Shemua. Rabbi Avya, Mosif, Afram, Nechemi, says even Nechemia. Once the enemies found out what happened, so he said, "Banai rutsu, my kids, run." They said, "Rabbi, mati alech, what's going to be with you?" He said to them, "Arini muta lefem, ke'evan chein lo hofchim, I'll be like a stone that can't be turned over." In other words, like, I'm not running. It was said, "Lo zazu misham ad shenatsu bo shalosh meros lunvio shabarzava." So kivara, the soldiers didn't leave there until they threw the spears. 300 spears through him, he made him like a sieve. But the point is, you see, there's only one person who ordained all these people. And we said you have to have at least three. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Achmini Havu Ba'adu. No, it says no. Within there are other people. Because of the honor of ben Bava, therefore they didn't mention them. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Samchi, he's the one who was Samchi. He gives Smicha. Rabbi Meir got it from him. Va'amar Rabbi Berchano, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Amar, Rabbi Meir, Lo Samchi, Rabbi Akiva. Anyone who says that Rabbi Meir didn't get Smicha from Rabbi Akiva, you're making a mistake. And for the Gemara, Samchi, Rabbi Akiva, Lo Kibla. No, they got smicha, but they were mekabel. Rashi says, "Afisha dayin ha'yabachar." He was still young. Samchir b'yuda ben bava v'kibla. When he got smicha from yuda ben bava, then suddenly they accepted him. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.